Morning Manna by Rufus Parker, April 25th, 2024. Humility. The fear of the Lord is the instruction of wisdom, and before honor is humility. Proverbs chapter 15, verse 33. Today's morsel. Throughout Scripture, we see the call for us to be humble and to walk humbly before God. Jesus said, "Blessed are the meek, for they shall inherit the earth." A life without humility is usually one which does not have a firm and solid life of prayer. Humility is not elevating yourself above others, nor is it using your position or authority to gain pleasure, profit, or personal safety. Humility is freedom from pride and arrogancy. It's living modestly. It is as Paul said, "For I say through the grace given unto me, to every man that is among you, not to think of himself more highly than he ought to think, but to think soberly, according as God hath dealt to every man the measure of faith." Romans chapter 12, verse 3. Humility is being aware of your strengths and weaknesses and not putting on a pretense that you are something that you are not. Humility is being willing to adapt and listen to others so that you can learn and grow. Scripture says, "For the Lord take pleasure in his people. He will beautify the meek with salvation." Psalms 149, verse 4. Micah states, "Will the Lord be pleased with thousands of rams, or with 10,000s of rivers of oil? Shall I give my firstborn for my transgression, the fruit of my body for the sin of my soul? He hath showed thee, O man, what is good, and what doth the Lord require of thee, but to do justly, and to love mercy, and to walk humbly with thy God." Micah 6, chapter 6, verse 7 and verse 8. And again Jesus said, "For whosoever exalted himself shall be abased, and he that humbled himself shall be exalted." Luke chapter 14, verse 11. If you desire to be honored by both God and man, then you must learn to walk humbly, and God will bring it to fruition in your life. Sing this song with me today. I'm just a nobody, trying to tell everybody about somebody that can save anybody. Thought for today. Only when we have knelt before God can we stand before men.